This week in the Missouri Senate, we review some of Missouri's new laws.
Senate Bill number 51 and 42.
Senate Bill 51 and 42 establishes provisions relating to civil actions arising from the COVID-19 pandemic. Senator Tony Lukemire of Parkville is the sponsor.
The COVID-19 virus devastated our economy. Virtually overnight, Missouri went from record low unemployment and economic prosperity to near record job loss and economic devastation.
Senate Bill number 57 was Senate Committee substitute.
Senate Bill 57 modifies provisions relating to funding to certain organizations to deter criminal behavior. Senator Carla May of St. Louis is the sponsor.
As many of us know, you know, the city of St. Louis is struggling with a crime epidemic that has been festering for years, and we need new innovative ways to put an end to the violent crime. Despite our best efforts, St. Louis is still one of the highest crime rates in the country.
Senate Bill 262 with Senate Committee substitute be taken.
Senate Bill 262 modifies provisions relating to transportation. Senate President Pro Tem Dave Schatz of Sullivan is the sponsor.
Having worked on transportation issues going back to my days in the House where I chaired the Transportation Committee, I know the situation is dire. In session after session, we have failed to provide adequate funding for our state's fundamental infrastructure.
Senate Bill 153 and 97 was Senate Committee substitute.
Senate Bill 153 and 97 modifies provisions relating to taxation. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester sponsors this legislation.
I think this is important for a number of reasons. One, right now we have the worst incentive that you would want. We're basically telling people you get a tax break if you make a purchase from a non-Missouri business. And so this would seek to fix that.
House Bill number 402.
House Bill 402 relates to personal safety. Senator Angela Walton Mosley of Florissant handled this measure in the upper chamber.
Prohibits the state lottery from publishing identified information of any person who wins the state lottery.
House Committee Resolution 4 and 5.
House Concurrent Resolution 4 and 5 took effect without having to be signed into law. Senator Stephen Roberts of St. Louis was the Missouri Senate handler. He says this resolution formally denounces the infamous Dred Scott decision.
In April of 1846, Dred and Harriet Scott filed separate lawsuits for freedom in the St. Louis Circuit Court based on two Missouri statutes. One statute allowed any person of color to sue for wrongful enslavement. The other stated that any person taken to a free territory automatically became free and could not be re-enslaved upon returning to a slave state.
Most of the truly agreed to and finally passed legislation from this year's regular legislative session is set to become law on August 28th. Some proposals either take effect upon the governor's signature or have start dates set for later times. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.